Good afternoon. Thank you for coming. You know, when bargaining began for a new contract for the 43,000 healthcare workers in British Columbia, we knew it would be difficult. Ever since the Campbell Liberals took office, there has been nothing but chaos and confrontation in healthcare. For the last 3 years, they've shut hospitals, kicked seniors out of homes, and tossed thousands of workers to the streets and sold off our public healthcare system to foreign companies. We knew that bargaining would be difficult as well because health employers have badly undermined the collective bargaining process. The collective agreement that we're coming out of was ratified by health employers by over 90%. And yet, just after the ratification, they sat down and colluded with the Campbell Liberal government to rip up our contract and give themselves powers to fire workers, close hospitals, and privatize health care. And they promptly proceeded to do that. So that over the last 2 years, we've seen 6,000 healthcare workers dumped on the streets. Without justification, casting aside the investment in human resources in healthcare. We've seen hospitals close, as I said, and seniors kicked out of their homes. The consequences of all of this are really clear. Staff morale is an all-time low in healthcare. Confidence by the public and the public health care system is plummeting, and quite frankly, the relationship between employees and employers in the health care system has been terribly poisoned. We came to the bargaining table hoping to reverse that situation. We came to the table with modest proposals designed to protect services and stabilize public health care, to make it better. We came to the table to achieve a measure of employment security and to safeguard and protect our members from inflation. We had hoped that health employers would make an effort to improve the labor relations climate and relationship through this round of bargaining. We hoped that they would act actually as healthcare stewards concerned about public health care, instead of being obedient tools of the Campbell Liberal privatization agenda. We had hoped that under new leadership, health employers would make a genuine effort to restore trust in collective bargaining. It didn't happen. Instead, healthcare employers continued to fire workers. Since we began bargaining on January the 9th, over 2,500 healthcare workers have been issued and given pink slips. We asked employers to put contracting out and privatization on hold while we talked, an eminently reasonable request. They refused, saying they couldn't do that. They had no control over privatization. So we demanded, produce the evidence from your contracts with the foreign companies that you can't stop it while we talk. They refused to do that and said, oh, it wasn't that they couldn't, it's that they wouldn't stop the firings. Earlier this week, I heard the head of HEABC, the Health Employers Association of BC, say that a strike would destabilize healthcare. I've got to ask, where's she been? Healthcare, public healthcare, is in chaos and destabilized right now. The thousands of seniors' homes that have beds that have been closed, hospitals that are shut down, the healthcare team dismantled and tossed out and sold off to foreign companies. And you know what? If employers get what they want at the bargaining table, it'll get even worse. What do they want? Well, they want massive wage and contract concessions, over $900 million over 3 years. And they want to continue to sell off public health care and erode employment security for health care workers. They want 9% wage rollbacks. They want healthcare workers to pay $2,000 to $3,000 more per employee per year in downloaded benefit costs. And if you get sick because you're working in healthcare, you'll have a 25% cut in pay in your sick leave. Who's at risk? Well, frankly, just about everyone is at risk who works in healthcare, from technicians and tradespeople to licensed practical nurses and medical records staff. Wherever we work, in the lab, the laundry, patient wards, the emergency rooms, every part of the healthcare team is on the line. That's why our members, at the end of last month, gave us an overwhelming 89% strike mandate. But you know what? That strike mandate was ignored by health employers at the bargaining table. Last week, I was left shaking my head at what had happened. Health employers applied for mediation under the Labor Code to try and move talks along. And what you expect in those situations, if that's the case, they have something new to say. Unfortunately, last Friday, they had nothing new to say. And even over last weekend, they still had nothing new to say, despite the fact that they had applied for mediation. The government and health care employers' agenda for health care is a disaster. Patients know it, seniors know it, healthcare workers know it. And health employers show no sign that they're willing to work toward solutions in a new collective agreement. I want to be very clear. Public health care in British Columbia is on the line. And so are decent community-supporting jobs in communities across the province. That's why today we are announcing that beginning on Sunday, we will take job action in healthcare facilities, in every healthcare facility in the province. Job action is not undertaken lightly by healthcare workers. That's why over the last couple of months, we've been sitting down with health employers to set essential service levels in the event of job action. We are committed, as healthcare workers who provide care to seniors and patients every day, to ensuring that when job action does take place, it'll be done in such a way as to minimize the impact on patients and seniors. There's no question there will be an impact, but it is to minimize that impact. And we will ensure that urgent and emergent care in British Columbia is available to the people of the province. We're deeply disappointed that we have to take job action, that we've been forced to take job action to protect public health care. Health employers have misjudged the bargaining table and the situation that they've created at the bargaining table. Productive talks are possible. Our unions have a long history of reaching collective agreements, many times without any job action, that are fair and are in the interest of public health care. Unfortunately, the employers' and government's actions this time have made that not possible. To get talks back on track, health employers need to demonstrate a genuine commitment to finding solutions to strengthen public health care and not destroy it. Thank you.